Good afternoon, everyone.
谢谢教会给我机会跟大家分享神的话。
Thank you for your opportunity to share God's words.
上一次讲到完以后，最大的感受呢，就是看见从前几年前我曾经带过你们年轻人的沙灵会。
Last time after the preaching, gave me the feeling that I had from my experience leading your youth a couple of summers ago.
其实是四年前了。
Four years ago.
他们现在长大比起我更高哦，这个。
And now they have grown up.
现在成为我的翻译了。
Now being his translator.
我们开始的时候一直祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你供应我们一切所需要的。
Because you have provided all that we need.
我希望我们不单只身体成长，我们灵性也因为你的话语成长。
Not only I hope that we will grow physically, we also grow spiritually.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And please listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 哈该书呢是我们说是被掳归回的时期所写的三本先知书之一。
The book of Haggai was written as one of the three minor prophets.
就是呢，当时神藉着所罗巴伯呢带领以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
It's written in the context of God leading the Israelites back home.
当时呢，他们是一批人，他要回去建这个圣殿的。
It's a group of people that will go back and build the temple.
那么他们原本是一批呢以神为先的人。
They were once the people who put God first.
但是呢，很快他们就变成一群呢以自己为先的一群人。
But quickly they became me first people.
那么呢，这一个呢，就是我们上一次讲到哈该书第一章的时候。
Just when we looked at the first book of Haggai last time.
当第一章的时候，哈该讲完这篇道的时候呢，他们就悔改。
In the end of chapter one, they repented.
短短24天的时候呢，他们就重新去建造这个圣殿。
After a short 24 days, they restarted building the temple.
他们再一次把神摆在他们生命当中为先。
Again, they put God first in their lives.
但是呢，我们知道呢，魔鬼呢没有这么容易呢放过结权人的。
All we know is, we all know that it is not easy.
因为我们知道魔鬼其中一个名字呢就是。抵挡神的意思。
One of the meaning of the devil is to resist God.
所以呢，他不会让神的工作这么容易再次开始。
So the devil will not let God's work continue this easy.
这个也是在提摩太后书三章十二节里面说，凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的也都受逼迫的意思。
And that's from 2 Timothy 3:12. And it says, Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
魔鬼最常用的一个方法去影响基督徒呢，就是通过逼迫。
Persecution is the most frequent tool the devil uses.
因为当我们面对逼迫的时候，我们就害怕。
We fear when we face persecution.
当我们害怕的时候呢，我们就停止工作了。
When we are afraid, we will stop our work.
但是魔鬼不一定马上攻击我们呢。
The devil will not attack us right away.
因为我们当我们开始侍奉神的时候呢，我们都是充满热心的。
We're filled with enthusiasm when we start serving the Lord.
他们魔鬼很多时候让我们这个热心平静下来的时候呢，他就把 这些困难提醒我们。
When the enthusiasm start level off, then the devil will remind us all the difficulties.
当我们想到这些困难的时候呢，我们就惧怕。
When we start to remember those difficulties, we will start to fear.
第二章的开始呢，是以色列人重建他的圣殿，重新开始了以后二十七天。
At the start of the chapter 2 of Haggai, it is 27 days after they started rebuilding the temple.
那么撒旦就开始去提醒他们前面的困难。
Then the devil started to remind them the difficulties ahead.
他要告诉他们一件事情，就是重建圣殿是不可能的。
The devil reminded them that it is impossible to rebuild the temple.
有三个原因呢是不可能的。
There are three reasons why it is impossible.
第一个原因呢，就是这个工程太大。
The first is the task is too big.
我们如果你看圣经旧约圣经的时候呢，你了解的这个圣殿的就是好像一个大房子一样。
From the Old Testament, we know that the temple is like a very large house.
大概是100尺长。
It is about 100 yards long.
100 feet long.
100 feet long.
35指宽。
35 feet wide.
所以呢，如果你算一算呢，就是只是3500多平方尺。
It is about 3,500 foot squared.
其实不是太大，从我们今天的角度去看。
From today's perspective, it is not huge.
但是呢，你知道，所罗门王呢，就花了7.5年的时间呢，才盖完这个圣殿。
But King Solomon used 7.5 years to build a temple.
因为呢，如果你看旧约的时候呢，你就明白，因为他用了很多人才建好这个圣殿。
The Old Testament tells us he used many laborers to build a temple.
义工呢超过180,000人。
It's estimated over 183,000 people.
其中有30,000是以色列人。
In those 30,000 are Israelites.
有7,000呢是7,000是搬运的工人呢。
70,000 are burden bearers.
还有80,000人呢，就是负责这预备这些石头的。
And 80,000 are stone cutters.
就是监督呢，都已经有3,000人了。
And even the officers were 3,300 people.
我们上一次讲到，他们回归才是50,000人。
The last time we talked about the people who came back were 50,000 people.
这个包括男人跟他们的太太跟他们的小孩。
It includes the men, their wives, and their children.
所以你看，你要重建圣殿，这个是不可能的，这个工程太大了。
So obviously, it is a very large task.
第二个原因呢，就是这个费用太高了。
Another reason is the price is too high.
这一个呢，就是讲到，就是你有这么多人，但是你有没有这个钱去盖这个圣殿呢？
Even though we have met this many people, do we have the money to afford it?
神在第一章里面吩咐他们，你想三锤子是木材去建这个圣殿。
God commanded them to go up the mountain and get the wood to build the temple.
但是你知道啊，圣殿不是单靠木头就可以盖起来啊。
And as you know, we cannot just use wood to build a temple.
所罗门用了金银铜铁还有各样贵重的宝石去盖这个圣殿。
Solomon used gold, silver, bronze, iron, and many other preciousstones to build a temple.
如果你看这个历代志上22跟29章的时候呢， 你就知道他用了多少钱去盖这个圣殿。
If you read the Old Testament, you will know how much money he spent to build the temple.
我自己算了一算呢。
He did an estimate.
因为他说呢，只是金子呢用了750万磅。
The gold he used £7.5 million.
银子用了7500万磅。
He used £75 million of silver.
还有呢，不可以计算的铜跟铁。
And the bronze and iron he used were beyond measure.
所以如果你把所有的东西加起来呢
？If you add everything together.
你猜要花多少钱呢
？Can you guess how much he spent to build a temple?
如果我们用现代的现代的美金去算一算
，If we use the current value of U.S. dollars to calculate.
那么呢，就是几百亿的美元才可以建这个圣殿。
It's about $174 billion.
那么还有你要给这些建筑的人的人工，所以呢，就是一个我们说一个10文的数字。
And it doesn't even include the wages for the laborers, so it's an astronomical number.
所以你说你哪里有钱去盖这圣殿呢
？So where do they have the money to build the temple？
第三个原因呢是就是他们面对一个问题。
The third reason they were facing a problem。
就是你有这个能力，有这个人力。
Even if you have the human power。
你有这个钱。
If you have the money。
有一件事情呢是人不能够恢复的。
There is one thing that you cannot recover。
就是圣殿的荣耀。
It is the glory of the temple。
怪不得呢，当圣殿它重建这个根基的时候呢，当时的人见到的时候就哭起来了。
The people who were building the foundations started to cry。
因为当时呢，他们想起从前圣殿的荣耀。
Because they were reminded of the glory of the temple。
圣殿的荣耀是从哪里来的
？Where did the glory of the temple come from？
就是耶和华住在这个圣殿里面。
It's because Jehovah was living in the temple。
所以呢，当以色列人犯罪的时候呢，圣经就形容呢，神好像离开原本的。圣殿。
And when the Israelites left, the Bible describes that the God left the temple.
所以他们面对的一个问题就是今天他们有这个钱，有这个人力去重建这个圣殿。
So the problem they were facing was even though they had the money and the manpower to build the temple.
你怎么可以保证耶和华的荣耀会从再一次充满这个圣殿呢
？How do you guarantee that His glory will be in this new temple？
就是因为耶和华离开以色列人的，他们才亡国嘛。
It is because the Lord left the Israel that they their nation was gone。
就是因为这个原因，所以他们从前的圣殿才被毁。
It is because of this reason their temple was destroyed.
所以你怎么可以保证现在你重建圣殿的时候，神会再一次回来呢
？How do you guarantee that the Lord will return to the temple after you build the temple？
所以你可以说，魔鬼就是提醒他们：你有没有人？你有没有钱？你也不一定有这个荣耀。你干什么要盖重建这个圣殿
？So the devil was reminding them that they don't have the, even if they have the manpower, the money, and how do you guarantee the glory will return？
倒不如我们回家罢了。
Why not? Let's just go home.
其实，当我们每一次立志侍奉神的时候，我们都面对撒旦的，好像剪纸的提醒。
Every time we commit to serve the Lord, we often face the reminders from Satan.
很多时候呢, 我们立志, 要把神放在我们人生的第一位。
Oftentimes we commit to the Lord that we will put Him first.
我们希望过一个圣洁的生活。
We want to live a righteous life.
但是魔鬼会提醒你。
However, the devil will remind you.
你知不知道你过一个圣洁的生活, 付的代价有多大?
Do you know the price you're paying to live a righteous life?
你在电脑上面所有翻版的元件都要拿掉了。
You have to remove all the
The software without copyright.
Software without copyright.
还有呢，这些不合神心意的，你喜欢看的电影啊，这些电视剧啊，你都要把它放弃了。And
you have to give up all the unclean movies and TV series that you're watching.
你不觉得这个很困难吗？
Don't you think that's difficult?
很多时候呢，当我们想到这些事情的时候呢，我们的反应就是算了，还是回到从前的生活比较容易一点。
We often think that we will give up this righteous life to live our old lives.
当时，其实神明白以色列人面对的困难。
Actually, the Lord knows the troubles the Israelites were facing.
同样神今天也明白我们的软弱。
In the same way, the Lord also knows our weaknesses.
这个就是为什么神再一次派哈该先知来到以色列人当中去勉励他们。
And this is why the Lord sent Haggai the second time to encourage them.
哈该先知不是去责备他们。
The prophet Haggai were not there to rebuke them.
乃是去提醒鼓励他们。
But to remind and encourage them.
他通过三句命令，神讲的命令去提醒他们。
And through three commands, he encouraged the Israelites.
就是如果人能够遵守这三句命令的时候，我们就能够反败为胜。
It's with these three commands. Obeying these commands, the people can be victorious.
第一句命令呢，就是在第四、第五节里面讲到的，你当刚强。
The first command is in verse 4 and 5, it says to be strong.
刚强的意思呢，其实是常常用在打仗的这个，用在打仗里面的。
The word strong is often used in the context of war.
就是好像你打仗需要力量一样。
It's just like in a war, you will need power.
其实当我们过一个成圣生活的时候，我们也好像在打仗一样。
When we're living a life of war, we also need power.
我们的人的基督徒的心呢，就好像一个世上最小的一个战场一样。
The hearts of Christians are like a battlefield in this world.
就是神跟撒旦在我们心里面打的一场仗。
It is a battle between the Lord and the devil.
所以呢，神提醒我们。
So the Lord reminds us.
我们要在他里面这样刚强。
To be strong in him.
以赛亚书呢，里面有一句话。 第七章第九节说，你们若不信，定然不得立稳。
In Isaiah 7, chapter 7, verse 9, it says, If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all.
这句话提醒我们，相信神就是，其实，我们能力的泉源呢。This
verse reminds us, the faith in the Lord is the spring of our strength.
如果我们不相信的时候，我们就没有可能站立得稳。
If we don't have the faith, we will not stand firm.
在福音书里面呢，有一个故事。
There's a story in the Gospels.
就是呢，有一个人的儿子呢，被鬼附。
It is someone's son being the devil being in them.
Yeah, demon possess.
Demon possess.
所以呢，这个爸爸呢，就来到门徒面前去求他们把这个鬼赶出去。
So this man's father came to the disciples to drive out the demon.
但是我们都知道门徒却不能做得到。
And we knew that the disciples could not do that.
那么当耶稣出现的时候呢，这个爸爸又来到耶稣面前求他。
So when Jesus came to the scene, he begged Jesus.
那么其实这个爸爸去求耶稣的时候，不是他相信耶稣有这个能力。
When the father came to Jesus, he did not believe that Jesus had the power.
只是因为他走投无路的时候呢，那么他就来到耶稣面前。
He came to Jesus because he was in a dead end.
所以呢，他就跟耶稣说，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
那么耶稣就对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
其实呢，耶稣给我们的答案是一个很好的答案。
And actually the answer from Jesus is a very good answer.
耶稣的答案就是，不是我能不能呢。
Jesus said, it is not I can or cannot.
问题是你能不能够相信我。
The problem is whether you can have faith in me or not.
如果我们能够相信神的时候，我们就可以站立得住。
It is when we have faith in the Lord that we can stand firm.
这个爸爸听明白耶稣的话。
This man's father realized what Jesus was saying.
所以呢，最后呢，他就回答耶稣，他说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
And this man said to Jesus, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief."
如果我们求神去帮助我们的时候，神会帮助我们去相信他。
Whenever we seek the help of the Lord, He will help us.
神在哈该书第二章一到九节里面三次的提醒他们，你当刚强。
In Haggai chapter 2 verse 1 through 9, three times it says, be strong.
的原因就是希望我们把我们的信心放在神那边去。
The reason is, it reminds us to have our faith in the Lord.
只要我们的信心好像一个芥菜种这么小，神可以用我们，他可以把他的能力送到我们这边去。
Our faith is as small as a seed, and there is much power in it when we believe.
只要我们不疑惑去相信神的时候，神会帮助我们。
So when we don't doubt, we may be helped.
第二个命令呢，是在第四节里面所讲的。
The second command is in chapter 4, verse 4.
这个就是呢，提醒他们要做工。
It tells them to work.
换句话说，就不要他们停下来。
In other words, it's telling them to not stop working.
我们很多时候呢，就等待这个环境允许的时候，我们才去工作。
We often wait till when the circumstances permits, then we work.
我们希望等到我们不惧怕的时候，我们去侍奉神。
We want to wait till when we don't have any fears to serve the Lord.
但是神希望我们去倚靠他。
But the Lord wants us to lean on Him.
真正的信心呢，是产生行动的。
A true faith generates actions.
当我们口讲相信神的时候，我们应该是有行动去表现出来的。
When we verbally admit that we believe in the Lord, the actions would come.
很多时候呢，神不会改变任何的环境，直到我们有行动为止。
Oftentimes, the Lord will not do anything unless we have change of behaviors.
就好像以色列人他过约旦河的时候，如果他们的脚不达进这个河水里面呢，这个约旦河是不会分开的。
It's like the Israelites when they were crossing the Jordan River. And unless they step in the river, the water will not depart.
第三个也是最后一个命令。
The third is also the last command.
就是第五节。
It is verse 5.
就是你们不要惧怕。
It's telling them to fear not.
你有没有发现惧怕不是在这边所讲的不是一个感觉。
Fear here is not a feeling.
不是说我感受不到危险所以我不惧怕。
It is not when we don't face danger, we will not fear.
在这边惧怕是不要惧怕这个是一句命令。
Here, fear not, it is a command.
也是神给他们的一个安慰。
It is also a comfort from the Lord.
神要求他们去选择相信他。
The Lord want them to choose to believe in him.
当我们去相信他的时候，我们就不会惧怕。
Whenever we have faith in him, then we will not fear.
有一次呢，有一个人呢，跟穆迪去分享他在圣经里面发现的一句话。
And once there was a person who shared his experience with Moody.
他就是看见诗篇五十六篇第三节，他说。我惧怕的时候要倚靠你。
He read the verse from Psalm 56:3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you.
那么穆迪就跟他分享另外一句话。
And Moody shared with him another verse.
就是在以赛亚书十二章第二节里面说，看啊，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕。
And it is from Isaiah 12:2. It says, Behold, Lord, God is my salvation. I will trust, and I will not be afraid.
这个弟兄呢，他的意思就是，当我怕的时候，我可以去倚靠神。
And this brother was saying that when he is afraid, he can lean on the Lord.
目的的意思就是，如果呢，我去相信神是我的请就我去倚靠他的时候，那么我连怕都不会怕。
And Moody was saying that if he trusts in the Lord, then he will not fear at all.
我记得呢，我念神学的第一年呢是很困难的。
I remember in my first year in seminary, it was very difficult.
第一个学期呢，受了五门课。
I had 5 classes in the first semester.
当时也因为生病呢，要进医院动手术。
Also, I had a surgery during that time.
我记得第一个学期呢，要照三个文章，每一个文章要有15张纸的。
I remember I had to write 3 15-page long papers in the first semester.
当时对我来说呢，是很困难的。
For me at that time, it was very difficult.
我写完两篇以后呢，第三篇无论如何都写不出来。
After the first two, I couldn't write anything for the third one.
我已经看了很多书了，但是呢，还是不明白了。
I've read a lot of books and I still cannot understand.
还有一个星期就要交这个功课了。
And there was 1 week left to turn in the paper.
所以我心里面就很怕。
So I was very afraid.
你知道你怕的时候呢，你不能集中你的精神的。
You know, when you are afraid, I couldn't concentrate.
所以呢，我就祷告啦。
So I prayed.
祷告还是写不出来哦。
After prayers, I could not write.
那么我就跑到外面跟 Audrey 说，我的太太说。
So I went outside to talk with my wife Audrey.
我说我希望取消这门课了，就是不念这门课算了，可不可以呢
So I consulted with my wife to whether I should just withdraw from this class.
因为我动了手术嘛，所以我时间比人家少啊，应该受小一门没关系啊。Because
I had surgery, so I can, it's alright to withdraw from a class.
她说不行。And
she says, no, you cannot.
那么我就回到房间继续努力了。So
I kept working hard in the room.
但是我心里面还是很害怕。
However, in my heart, I was still afraid.
那么我就从房间里面又跑出来跟Audrey说。So
I came out again to see Audrey.
我说可不可以假装我不念这门课呢？ 就是 pretend I'm not taking this class.
So can I pretend to not be taking this class?
这句话还没讲完，她说不行。
No, I haven't finished the sentence, and she says, no, you cannot.
然后又回到房间里面,
so I went back to the room again.
但是还是写不出来啊,
I still couldn't write anything.
又在房间里面跑出来,
so I came out again.
话都口都没打开,
before I even opened my mouth,
Audrey 说不行,
Audrey said, no.
所以我, 那么当时唯一的方法就是，好了，我就是交托给神了。So
I went to my last resort. I gave myself to the Lord.
这是我确定我会完成这门课。So
I was determined to complete the course.
但是既然当时写不出这个题目，我唯一的方法就回到神学院的图书馆，选另外一个题目去写。
Because I couldn't write on this topic, I went back to the library of the school to select another topic.
所以呢，我就在图书馆里面就在看不同的书。
So I was reading different kind of books in the library.
最后找到一本书呢，讲我从原本要写这个题目的。
So I found a book that I can write about.
这个人呢，把我心里面不明白的东西解释得很清楚。
And this author explained the troubles in my heart very clearly.
所以呢，几天以后呢，我就写完我的这个功课了。So
after a few days, I was able to complete the paper.
当我们惧怕的时候，我们觉得前面是没有可能的。When
we are afraid, we often think that it is impossible to proceed.
但是神希望我们去信靠他。But
the Lord wants us to believe in Him.
他希望我们刚强,
He wants us to be strong.
希望我们去做工,
He wants us to work.
还有他希望我们不惧怕,
and He does not want us to fear.
当我们做到这三件事情的时候, 我们就可以完成神给我们的, 这个吩咐。
So after doing these three things, we're able to do God's work.
有人听到这边的时候呢，他说：“你好像这些 self help 的这些人所讲的话。”Some
people may say that I sound like someone who is preaching about self help.
就是好像你把你喜欢的，好像告诉自己，那么最后你就做得到。It's
kind of like preaching some guidelines.
Yeah, what you want to hear, then
what you want to hear.
Yeah. 那么我们得胜的根据在哪里呢？
So where is the foundation of our faith?
其实基督徒我们得胜的根据是有根据，所以我们跟这些心理学的人不同。
Because we Christians have foundations of our faith, that is why we're different from psychologists.
我们不是自己安慰自己。
We're not comforting ourselves.
我们是因为有神的应许, 所以我们能够达到神给我们所要做的事情。
Because we have the promise of the Lord, we're able to do these things.
所以呢，第三点, 我们就看见第五节到第九节呢, 就是讲到我们得胜的根据。
So the number three, from verse 5 to 9, we're looking at the foundation of our victory.
为什么以色列人可以建造这个圣殿呢？
So how come the Israelites could build a temple?
他们没有人，没有钱，也没有神的荣耀， 为什么他们可以重建这个圣殿呢？
So how come they can build a temple without money, without manpower, and without the glory of the Lord?
因为神告诉他们，我与你们同在。
It is because the Lord told them that I am with you.
神就在第五到第九节告诉他们，他与以色列人同在，是在过去、现在还有未来都跟他们同在。
From verse 5 to 9, the Lord told them that He will be with them yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这个就是第五节里面所谈到的，谈到他们的过去。
In verse 5, it talks about their past.
只是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
It says, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not.
神提醒他们第一件事情就是，其实神从来没有离弃他们。
The first thing that Lord reminds them is that He has never left them.
从最开始的时候，他们出埃及的时候，已经证明神与他们同在。
From the beginning, when they left Egypt, the Lord showed them that He was with them.
神从来没有放弃他们。
The Lord has never gave up on them.
虽然他们曾经犯罪，
even though they sinned before,
但是神纪念他的约。
But the Lord held fast to His promise.
所以他从来没有放弃以色列人。
So He never gave up on the Israelites.
在新约里面， 神也是同样提醒我们。
In the New Testament, the Lord reminds us similarly.
就是在提摩太后书二章十三节里面说，我们纵然是信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13, it says, If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself.
神不会忘记跟我们所立的约。
So the Lord will not forget His promise.
第二个， 神提醒我们的是他现在与以色列人同在。
Secondly, the Lord reminds them that how He was with them presently.
就是他讲到了，我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
So He says, My spirit remains in your midst, do not fear.
只是哪时呢，这个字呢，在原文里面是没有的。 在英文里面也没有翻出来，所以他没有。所以呢，他是讲到，神是讲到，他现在就是与以色列人同在。
So the Lord tells us He is with them at that time.
这个也是哈该的同期的另外一个先知撒加利亚的先知提醒以色列人同一样的事情。There's
another prophet at the same time also also talks about the same things.
这个就是撒加利亚书四章六到九节里面所讲的。It
is in Zechariah 4:6-9.
他说，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。大山，那你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。So
it says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become plain.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来。And
in verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also be completed. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
神希望他们知道，不要听这些人讲这些灰心的话。The
Lord reminds them to not listen to the things other people are saying.
不要觉得这个工程太大，不能建起来。
And do not be afraid of the mission.
因为神的工作不是靠势力，不是靠才能，是靠神的灵方能成事。
Because the work of the Lord is not dependent on worldly power.
最后一点呢，神提醒他，将来他还是要与他们同在，就是在第六到第九节。
So in verse 6 to 9, the Lord reminds them that He will be with them in the future.
这个我相信是这一段最令人兴奋的一件事情。
I think in this passage, it is the most exciting thing for us.
因为呢，在这一段里面呢，这个主词，就是这个 subject呢，它变成神是这个主词。
In this passage, the Lord is the subject.
是神去震动天地万国，把这个财宝运到这个圣殿这边去。
It is the Lord who brought all the wealth to the building site.
是神自己把他的荣耀再一次充满这个殿。
It is the Lord, he himself re-glorified the temple.
你们没有这个能力不打紧，神有这个能力。
Oh, you don't have the power, but the Lord does.
所以神的意思就是他所吩咐的，他自己会供应。
So the Lord tells us that the things He commanded, He will provide.
这一个人，我们不需要为神担心。
So for us men, we don't need to worry for God.
我们只需要就是顺服去遵守神的吩咐。
All we need to do is to obey.
当我们去见到当时的情形的时候呢，我们知道，其实当时以色列人呢是面对他的敌人的攻击的。
We knew that they were the Israelites were facing the enemies.
这个就是以斯拉记第五章第三到第五节里面。 就是他的敌人说，谁给你们，让你们再重建这个殿呢？
So in Ezra chapter 5, verse 3 through 5, basically the enemies were asking them, who gave you the power to build this house?
但是呢，以色列人呢，的确就是遵守神的吩咐，他们不惧怕，没有停工，只是继续的去建这个殿。
And indeed, the Israelites were not afraid. They listened to the Lord, and they continued to build the temple.
那么神就为他们做了两件很奇妙的事情。
So the Lord did two miraculous things for them.
第一件事情呢，其实你要从历史里面去找得到，就是其实当时大力乌王呢，是刚刚面对国家的内战。
From history, we can learn that the king just had a civil war.
所以呢，对一个国家刚刚面对内战的时候呢，如果有人说这是以色列人造反了，这个是蛮危险的一件事情。
So for a country that just had a civil war, and with the Israelites building a temple, it is a dangerous thing.
因为这个王帝就会想，这个人真是造反，那么我就把他们杀死就好了。So
when they rebelled, the king would decide to kill them all.
但是呢，这个王呢，不知道为什么呢，他没有这样子做。However,
this king did not do this.
反而呢，他就在以斯拉记第六章的时候呢，就 去派人去找一找，是不是真的从前有这个命令让他们建圣殿。So
this king sent people to find out whether there was a prophecy to rebuild this temple.
Whether there is a command to rebuild it. Yeah. 所以呢，他就如果你看这个地理呢，就你发现神真是很奇妙。 这个命令呢是在巴比伦这个城里面去找。
It is very interesting if you look at the geography. They were looking for this command within Babylon.
但是最后他在哪里找到呢？就是在这个马代省的阿玛他城里面找到。
So they found in the province of Media.
所以呢，就是你知道巴比伦就是现在的伊拉克。
You know that Babylon is the current day Iraq.
马代省呢，就是现在的伊朗。
And you know Media is the current day Iran.
这个皇帝呢，如果他只在自己的王宫去找，找不到就算了，把这些人杀死就可以了。
So this king, if he cannot find the command within his boundaries, he can just kill all the people.
但是他神却很奇妙的让这个皇帝呢派人呢一起去找，找到另外一个城里面，最后他找到这个记录了。
So this king sent people miraculously, they found this in a town.
另外一个奇妙的事呢，就是这个大力户王呢，当他知道的确是从前的王帝准许他们去重建这个圣殿的时候，他的反应是怎么样？
And another miraculous thing is when Darius the king found out about the command,
他就说其他人不可以阻止他们重建这个殿。
He commanded that no one can stop them to rebuild the temple.
还有就是他们附近的这个城市的人呢，要为他们付钱去建这个殿。
And he also ordered the people surrounding the construction area to give them money to build a temple.
在这边讲到河西的地方呢，其实就是以色列人的敌人。
So when they were talking aboutThe province from beyond the river, they were talking about the enemies.
所以呢，神很幽默的，就是这些敌人要逼迫以色列人，反而神就令这个皇帝要这些敌人为他们出钱去建这个殿。
Humorously, that the Lord turned their enemies to contribute money to build the temple.
的确，好像神所应许的，他。震动万国，把这些财宝带进这个圣殿里面。
And just like the Lord promised, He brought all the wealth to rebuild the temple.
但我想到，我们其实神也在我们生命上面有很多吩咐我们要做的事情。
And I can remember that there are many things that God wants us to do in our lives.
他希望我们把他放在我们人生的第一位。
And he wants us to put him in the first place in our lives.
他提醒我们，我们每一天要灵修。
He reminds us that we should have a spiritual time every day.
可能他提醒你的要奉献。
Maybe he reminds you to give.
可能他提醒你呢，要对付自己的脾气。
Maybe he wants you to work on our temper.
可能呢，他要求你呢去原谅一些曾经得罪你的人。
Maybe he wants you to forgive those who have sinned against you.
我们都觉得很不可能，怎么可以听神的话呢？
We often think this is impossible. How can we listen to the words of God?
但是你知道，当我们刚强卓攻不惧怕的时候。
But do you know that when we're strong, we work and we do not fear.
神会与我们同在。
And God will be with us.
我们会有这个力量去完成神所吩咐我们要行的。
And we will have the strength to complete those works.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你不单只吩咐我们去做你的工，
Not only you tell us to do our work，
你还供应我们所需要的。
You also provide our needs。
我们所需要的就是一个顺服你的心。
All we need is a heart to obey you。
当我们凭信心 的踏出第一步的时候，神你的力量会供应我们一切所需要的。
And whenever we make our first step, may you and the Lord provide us.
谢谢主的供应，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And we thank for all your givings, and in the Jesus, our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, 祝牧师讲道。